On Location. Faster Mike, good afternoon. Welcome to Ramsey Grammar School. We're at Lazare Road in Ramsey with the students from Year 12 and Year 13. And in the next hour, we'll hear, well, what's their view of the world, how they see the world, what they want to do in the future, and what do they think of places around the Isle of Man and around the world. So we're live at Ramsey Grammar School between now and 1 o'clock. Well, first of all, let's go to Katie. You in Year 13, Katie, yeah?
Yes, I'm in Year 13.
Okay, and do you have a university selected for next year?
Yes, so I've got offers from Glasgow, Aberdeen and Stirling. So I'm hoping to probably go Glasgow, but Stirling's a close second.
Why the view towards Scotland?
They've got really good English and business courses, so that's just what my thing is.
And what will you be reading there?
Hopefully Shakespeare, maybe modern literature, maybe American literature.
Okay. And Kira, are you Year 13?
Yes, I'm Year 13.
And what, are you heading towards university?
Yeah, I've gotten offers back from Leeds, York, Loughborough and Lancaster. I'm just waiting on my Oxford offer.
Okay, well, what will you be doing at university?
I'm hoping to do history and economics or history and international relations.
Okay, and Evella's there with us as well. Evella, you're Year 13, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And university for yourself?
I'm still deciding what university I would like to go to, but I think near the top of my list is Cardiff University.
To do what at university?
I'm planning to study psychology.
Okay. And Emily's there with us as well. University for yourself, Emily?
Yeah, so my current top two are York and Lancaster, and I really want to study psychology as well, to be fair.
Any idea of a career?
Yeah, so I want to go into different types of therapy, psychotherapy, CBT, schema therapy. Mostly, I'd really like to look into new contemporary versions of therapies because I think they're really interesting and definitely needed at the moment.
Okay. Noah's with us as well. You're Year 12, is that right?
Yeah, I'm Year 12.
Okay. So are you looking far ahead to university or is it...
I have looked quite far ahead. I've already got a university in mind. I'm planning on going to the Vaughan Northern College of Music to do a music degree.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And what instrument do you play?
Mainly the tenor trombone.
Okay. A university and a music degree will give you what for the future? What are you hoping to do?
I'm hoping after that to go on to either get further education in music or go be a professional musician in a classical orchestra.
Okay. And Daniel's was with us as well. Year 12, Daniel?
Year 12 as well.
Is that right? And of course, you're something of a musician, which we'll come to later.
Yes.
But do you have a university in mind?
Not completely. It's something I've been thinking of a little bit here and there.
Right.
But it's definitely something I'd like to do.
Okay. Rosie's with us as well.
Yes.
University for yourself, Rosie?
Yes, I do plan to go to university for psychology. I haven't decided on the university yet. I'm still deciding. But my UCAS application is in the process.
Okay. So. And here's Jemima with us as well. University for you, Jemima?
Yeah, hopefully.
And what? Whereabouts?
So I've got offers back from York and Exeter for psychology and neuroscience, one from Exeter, and I'm waiting for offers back from Bath and Oxford. So.
Okay. Jemima, have you ever used AI for homework?
Not for homework, no. If I use AI, I tend to use it kind of for questions, just random questions I wouldn't be able to look up on the internet.
Right. Is there a school policy on AI in homework?
Not that I've heard of, but maybe because we're sixth form, they kind of... don't mention it as much. I'm not
right.
Sure about the young
Rosie, kids. Have you ever used AI?
I don't think I've used AI to help me with any sort of work.
Really?
No, yeah. I haven't.
Wow. Daniel, is AI any use in music?
No, I don't think so. I mean, lots of people like to use it to maybe write lyrics. People sometimes do go on to write beats or songs with it, but I don't think it should be used in music, and I don't think it's got enough... Well, it's not got the ability yet to be used in music, I don't think.
I think we can safely say that we've only got one person who's going to be playing at the Royal Albert Hall in the near future, and that's you, Daniel. You're at the Royal Albert Hall soon, is that right?
Yes, it's quite crazy, actually. I'll be performing on Monday nights in the Royal Albert Hall.
Tell us the story.
So I play in a Manx traditional music band called Scran, who are funded by Culture Bannon, and they've been brilliant in everything we do. We have so many different opportunities, and they entered us into this sort of nationwide music for youth. I don't know how to describe it really, but it's like all these different bands were entered in, and judges reviewed it, and they said, right, we'd like you to come and play our heats. And we went to play in Birmingham in July, and they were like, wow, we really liked your music, you're a really big talking point, can you come and play in the Royal Albert Hall in November in these youth proms with bands from all over the UK, and obviously now the Isle of Man as well.
How do you feel about it?
Really, really excited. It's like opportunity of a lifetime, but I'm also happy to be able to go and represent the Isle of Man.
How many people are in Scran?
Six of us.
Okay, and you play what?
I'm the guitarist.
Okay, so for people who aren't familiar with it, what sort of... You played the Celtic Festival, didn't you, in France?
Yeah, so we went and with the Isle of Man delegation in 2024 and played at the festival, and we think we went down a storm. We really, really enjoyed it.
So just tell me, are people familiar with music from the Isle of Man when you go to these places? Are they familiar with the Isle of Man?
It's not as big. Obviously, we are quite well known at events like this because you'll go around and you'll see an Isle of Man flag here or an Isle of Man tent, because we have a little tent with information in it every year, which is really great. But I don't think it's as big as, say, Scottish traditional music, Welsh traditional music, Irish traditional music.
Okay. Emily, I remember last time, how long ago was it, Emily? We talked about... your band at Ramsey Grammar School, what's it called?
So we have a band that's a sort of blues Motown rock band called The Enthusiasts, which me, Daniel and Noah are all a part of. So you've got three members right here with us. It was probably just over a year ago now that I spoke about this.
And do you sing?
Yeah, I do. I do sing for the band. Noah plays the bass, Daniel plays guitar, and he also does a bit of singing as well. And
how long have you been together?
How long have we been together?
Nearly 2 years.
Yeah, really? nearly 2 years, I'd say.
Who puts the set list together then? Who chooses what?
Daniel chooses. Mostly because Mr. Brough and Miss Will are so unbelievably busy, and obviously they're trying to do all the admin work, make sure we've all got permission to go out to go and do these things.
Where do you do concerts?
Well, we've played Tinwood the past 2 years, which was really exciting, and I think that's probably like our most the one that we look most forward to. Over the summer we played at Mr. Barlow, who's a science teacher here. We played at his wedding, and we even got him to come up to sing a little song of us, which is quite exciting. But we're here, there and everywhere at the moment, so yeah.
Have you ever used AI for your homework?
For my homework?
Yeah.
No. To be fair, I don't think I've really touched this stuff. If I Google something...
It's supposed to be the future though, Emily.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I don't... I just don't trust it. I prefer talking to people about stuff. Like, right. If I have a question on something that's to do with any of my subjects in school, I'll go to one of my friends or a teacher rather than...
Because whenever you watch media, people will say AI is going to take over the world, it's going to take people's job. So you don't see that?
I think it depends how susceptible people are to using these things out of convenience, and whether people want to put in the work to actually speak to people around them or not.
Yeah, okay. Katie, what sort of social media are you on?
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, I have Snapchat, I have TikTok.
Have you been on social media today?
Today?
Yeah.
I had to message my friends this morning.
Right.
So, yeah, I was on Snapchat.
How many hours a day do you think you're on social media?
It depends on the day. So during school, maybe like 3 hours. But like on the weekend, I work, so probably less, maybe 2 hours most.
Where do you work?
I work part-time at Boots, so it's really not impressive, but it's something, so...
Okay, and what do you use your wages from Boots to do?
Usually it's for my car, for petrol.
You passed your test, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you pass your test?
When? It was early August, literally just as summer started, so I was really lucky with that. So yeah.
You're still, so you are you ARP late?
Yes, still? Yes, no. Yeah.
Okay. Kieran, do you drive?
No.
No?
I'm looking to get lessons, but I haven't started yet because I haven't been able to find an instructor that's free yet.
Well, that seems to be the trouble, doesn't it?
Yep.
Just trying to find somebody. There's a queue to get a driving instructor.
Yeah, most instructors are very, very busy.
Okay, so do you live in and around Ramsey?
Yeah, I'm in Ramsey, yeah.
Do you walk to school?
Yes.
Do you cycle to school ever?
No.
Do you know anybody who cycles to school?
No.
Because apparently it's going to be the future. Cycling is going to be the future.
The future. I don't really. I only know two teachers who cycle to school, and then I have a bike, but I don't cycle on it.
You've got a bicycle?
Yes.
And where does it stay?
It's in my garage currently. I sometimes go out with my dad because he likes to cycle a lot, but then school-wise, I don't really know any like students, or I don't see any students who cycle other than like a few in the primary school maybe, but that's it.
Okay. As far as university is concerned, are you looking forward to leaving the Isle of Man to go into a university?
Pretty excited, yeah.
To go to a big city or to a...
Honestly, don't really mind. I think each... I'm kind of like on the... I don't really mind if it's like city, kind of more rural or anything, because I feel like each has its own like quite nice benefits and stuff.
Do you socialise in Ramsey much?
Go out with my friends.
Is there much to do?
Not really. There's the beach. We went a few times in summer. There's bowling.
Yeah. And that's it?
Or you can go at lunch somewhere, but that's it, yeah.
Ivella, do you socialise at all? Of course, you live in the country, don't you?
So I live in Jerby. So it's Jerby East, so it's a bit difficult to get into.
What is there to do in Jerby?
There really isn't much. It's very small. It's a very small town, but it has a lot of space. There's a corner shop. That's kind of it. There's actually the Motor Museum. So that's quite nice to go around sometimes, but I haven't been in a while yet.
There's lots of space. Yes, there is a lot of space in Jerby, isn't there?
Yeah.
So are you looking forward to going to a big city in the UK?
Well, I actually used to live in Reading, so I've kind of had that experience with the big city before. And then now I kind of live in the sticks, so I've experienced both sides. And over the half term, I went on a university trip, and I looked at a bunch of different cities, including York, Cardiff, Bristol. And so I think I'm excited to go and explore like a new location. And I think I'm looking forward to it. It's nerve-wracking to some extent, but I think it overall be like a good experience.
Okay. Let's go to your sister, Rosie's there. Rosie, have you been on social media today?
Yes, I have been on social media.
What are you on? Snapchat, Instagram?
So I've only got Snapchat and Instagram, and I've got like WhatsApp and like Messenger apps, but that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. What time were you on social media this morning?
What time? Probably before school, just checking up on messages, checking if any of my sisters have sent me reels.
Do you post?
I've got a small like Instagram that I post a few times to like close friends, but that's about it.
Who's the most famous person you follow?
The most famous person I follow? I actually don't know. I follow a lot of like actors.
Right.
And actresses as well, so yeah.
Jemima, who do you follow? Who's the most famous person that you follow?
Big celebrities, kind of like Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, stuff like that.
Isn't she getting married?
Yeah, she is.
She got engaged, didn't she? She did. That was big news. What's your view? Oh, well, last time we were here, we talked about the wind turbines off the East Coast, didn't we?
Yeah.
I seem to remember you thought it was a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I do definitely understand why people have qualms about it, because obviously they're very big. They can be potentially an eyesore, you know, and people do really love our island. But at the same time, you know, the world is suffering. Climate change is a really big problem, and we need to work out green energy solutions.
Okay. Let's go to Katie as well. Do you live on the East Coast, do you, Katie?
Yeah, I live in Ramsey.
Okay. What do you think about potentially having these 1,000-foot wind turbines off the East Coast?
Well, if it's better for the environment, then I completely understand it. But, like, I don't understand why people would see it as a problem. Like, I get it can be a bit, I wouldn't say ugly to look at, but maybe this is just a personal view, but I find them quite pretty to look at. When I look out the plane, I find them very fascinating. So
do you think we'd get used to them?
Yeah, definitely. Like, everyone gets used to some things. Like, I remember in English literature, we learned about how people found urbanisation and the Industrial Revolution like an ugly thing, but now everyone just gets used to it.
That's interesting, because if somebody said today that we were going to build the Lexi wheel, everybody be up in arms about it. You know, if it didn't exist and we were going to build something that big, there'd be uproar. And that's an enormous thing. And everybody loves the Lexi wheel now.
Yeah. I think it's because on the island, we are very, like, against change. And I kind of get it, because everyone does like the sense of, like, comfort. But, like, things do need to change. And, like, if it's for the better, especially with wind turbines. We need that green energy source. So,
is it true that Greta Thunberg is engaged? Is this true?
Maybe I made that up before. I swear I saw something.
Does anybody else know? Is Greta engaged?
I swear she has a boyfriend. I swear I saw that. But maybe I'm making it up. I swear I saw a picture of her with a boy.
Well, I could be wrong. Well, maybe we can find... If anybody knows, please do. In fact, if Greta's listening, please get in touch, Greta, wherever you are.
No, I'll search it up after this.
Wherever you are in the world. I was going to... it was Emily I was going to talk to as well. And it was therapy you were talking about, Emily. Is that right? Therapy. And you said the world needs therapy. What do you mean?
Well, I think with things like the rise of social media, especially in children, we have this incredible way of communicating with everybody around us at all times, which can be brilliant because it means, you know, methods of anxiety relieving or just generally looking after yourself can be really accessible for everybody. But it also means that things like bullying, you have problems where when before we had social media accessible to everybody, if a kid was bullied at school, they'd come home and they'd be able to escape that. Whereas now, they now get cyberbullied online and suddenly it's inescapable. So being able to access things online is brilliant, but can also have massive downfalls. And that's why I think that therapy can be so important. Or even just teaching kids really young how to realise when they're struggling is really important.
Well, that's a very important point to make, as you say, that bullying often used to stop at the school gate, now can go on till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. So many people don't... Oh, by the way, we've heard Greta's been seen with her boyfriend shopping for an engagement ring, apparently. I think Greta's been in touch and told us that's... Well, we'll
wow.
See. I'm interested, Daniel, about this... the set list for the band.
For when we go to the Royal... Oh, no, sorry, the school band here.
Yeah, the school band.
Well... I just like to be useful in with the school music departments. When we go off and do gigs, I like to run the technical side of things as well. So I'll set up all our sound equipment and microphones. And often we sort of, yeah, we well, it's not just me solely, you know, I will consult the rest of the band.
What's your favourite pop music?
My favourite pop music? I quite like some older music, actually, sort of, I don't know, Elton John, Billy Joel, all that sort of thing.
And you do some soul stuff, is that right?
Yes, we do. So we do some Stevie Wonder. We've played some songs from the film The Commitments, which is obviously full of some sort of like Motown soul classics. All sorts, coming right up to sort of Amy Winehouse. And it's quite a broad spectrum of music.
Well, she's retro. Well, she was retro, wasn't she? She was almost a soul singer in her own right.
Yeah.
Mm. Good. It was Rosie. That was it, Rosie. I was going to ask you, Rosie, about your course at school. What is it you're doing?
The subjects I'm studying.
Yeah.
I'm studying sociology, psychology, and biology.
Okay. Do you and are they? What are they called? Twinners or something? Where teachers, everybody...
Oh, the collaboration.
Yeah, what are they called?
So we've got collaboration between Castle Rush and QE2 and Ramsey Grammar,
right,
where not all the subjects are accessible at every single school, so
right,
we might travel to a different school to have the lesson. So for me, I do sociology at QE2,
right,
and we've got a teacher that comes from Ramsey to go to QE2, and we've got a teacher from Castle Rush that comes to QE2 to teach us all together. And we've got students from all three schools in my class.
So students from Castle Rushen will go to
yes,
QE2. Students from Ramsey will go to QE2.
It's like a meeting point. And there's yeah, also students from QE2 who are in the lesson as well.
Right. And how do you get there?
So we get there by buses that the school provides. So it's a single-decker bus that goes there and back in time for our lessons, so we can get transportation between the two.
Right, and these are called, what did you call them before? Twinners or something?
The collaboration buses.
Collaboration buses.
Yes.
Right, we're live at Ramsey Grammar School with the students in Year 12 and 13 and back in a moment.
Do you know, Dave, the Q-Plus counter always has just what I need. Whatever plumbing job I'm working on, whether a state-of-the-art bathroom or the latest heating system, Q-Plus always help. With extensive supplies, friendly, knowledgeable service and great prices, it really is the one-stop shop for trade and DIY customers alike. And if they don't have what you want in stock, they'll find it for you. See for yourself. Just take a look at Q-Plus on Facebook.
You've worked hard all morning in IT, doing computery things, or in retail, assisting ungrateful customers, or doing whatever it is you lovely people do. But now, it's lunchtime, and you, my friend, deserve something special from Smash and Fry. Take your lunch to a new level with our delicious pizzas, fried chicken, smash burgers, and milkshakes. Lunchtime is your time. Visit Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. You deserve it.
Playing with crypto will make you rich, right? Look, a celebrity is posting about it on social media, so it's got to be safe. And now, oh, you're only a click away from a fortune. Go on. You've just been scammed. Online scams are everywhere. Fake crypto posts, wild claims, pressure to act fast. It's not a game. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Always verify the people trying to take your money. A message brought to you by Isle of Man Bankers Association, Financial Crime Partnership, the Isle of Man Constabulary, and the Cybersecurity Centre for the Isle of Man. For further information, visit csc.gov.im.
This year, people around the world have been marking 80 years since the end of the Second World War.
If I hear a loud siren, I still jump. That sort of thing is something you never forget.
This Thursday on Manx Radio, we hear the story of one Isle of Man resident's experience as a prisoner of war under the Japanese in Burma, and a surprising connection to one of the island's very own.
I went to the memorial service and he was there, and I went and introduced myself.
Hear Celia Mead's story tonight on Manx Radio from 5:30, available afterwards as a podcast.
This is The Man in Line on Location.
At Ramsey Grammar School, and Katie and Kieran know all about AI, don't you, Katie?
I wouldn't say I know all about AI, but we were just talking and we were saying that it's quite interesting to say, because obviously I study English and so does Emily, we were saying that we can't really incorporate AI into English literature just because of how complex the subject is, especially with assignments. Like, they go through so many AI like devices that you can't physically use AI to do it.
Right, so they'll detect AI speak, yeah. If you like.
Yeah, like the only time I've ever used AI is to find like synonyms of words, because like Google just doesn't give me like unique ones. But like, that's the only time I think I'll ever actually use AI, when I can't think of a word. So,
Kieran?
I'm very much in the like against generative AI kind of standing point. I study history, and that's another essay-based subject like Katie and Emily do. And I am of the opinion I haven't used AI. I don't think. I think I used it once, like 3 years ago or something, to ask about like a battle. But I'm very much against it because of like I've done a lot of research into like the environmental impacts, the like neural impacts of it, because I've seen a lot of videos online about people who like go into this psychosis because of it, where like they become so reliant on it as like a friend or like a therapist that people use it as, that they kind of just forget how to socialize and work for themselves.
So why do you think the world seems entranced by it at the moment? It's the hot topic everywhere you look.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's the difference between the AI that's like very useful. Like AI is useful in like the way that it's used, because it can be like AI that's used to like study diseases or like help humanity as a general. But like a generative AI that's accessible to everyone kind of is like this new resource that kind of doesn't have its limits set. We don't really know too much about like its long-term impacts. And as I said before, it has its like big impacts. It's generative AI versus like big AI that's used for scientific purposes, I guess, is like my opinion on it.
What period in history are you doing for A level?
We're studying three periods currently. We're doing Britain 1930 to 97. some people would say that's really recent. We're doing the French Revolution and Napoleon, 1780 to 1815, and then the Russian the Russia and its rulers, 1856 to 1964.
Why do you like history?
I love history. I think it's just so interesting, like learning about the past in general. And because I've, in my time studying history from GCSE as well, I've a lot of the topics we studied, I'll like be watching the news like online or something, and I'll see so many patterns that keep on happening. And as people say, history does repeat itself. And I feel like that's something that's really interesting to me, because I can kind of find like stories in the present that reflect the past.
So if you've been studying Russia, what's your view of the situation in Ukraine with Russia at the moment? Have you any idea where that's going to end up?
I have no idea. I have my own opinions, but I haven't really looked enough into it, yeah, because it's kind of taken a back burner in the news that I've seen, because of like all the other, like mainly America, Israel, all that kind of stuff. But based on Russian history, I have no idea.
Interesting. And Katie, you're doing English for A-level, yeah?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And which books are you doing?
So for our novels, we're doing Tess the D'Urbervilles and A Thousand Splendid Sons, Thomas Hardy and Hesini. And then for our plays, we're doing Othello and... Dr. Faustus, sorry, completely forgot the name. I know it's Marlowe. And then for coursework, I'm doing Handmaid's Tale and The Bell Jar.
Okay. Is there a drama society at Ramsey Grammar School?
No, unfortunately, there is not. Our drama department is quite lacking.
Okay. So, of course, there's a lovely theatre here. I mean, has there been a production here in recent times?
Not as of recently. I think the last production that we had here was when we were all in year 7. So we didn't get to take part in it. And I remember being in year 6 and coming up to watch a show as well, which I thought was incredible and was really excited for. But the drama department just does not have the funds for that. Like currently, drama teachers wise, English teachers are teaching drama at our school, because obviously they have the experience with it. Like me and Katie have studied plays, so obviously English teachers have done that too, so they can teach bits of drama as well. But the drama department doesn't have a lot of love at the moment, which is really sad, because it's so great on the island in general. Like there's so many opportunities to do drama and theatre on the island, so doing things starting at your school could really help you get you into those things, which I think could be great. But it's just a bit sad, really.
And Jemima, you're in are you in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
At the Gaiety, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the end of this month. It's with Christine Wilde and Rachel Wilde. I'm a dancer in it, so I'm just in a few of the dancers. It's the whole show, we've got the car, and it's really exciting. Yeah.
Have you been on stage at the Gaiety before?
I have, yeah.
What were you in?
I've been in quite a few things. My only principal role was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, which was really fun. But yeah, I've been in lots of bits and pieces.
What didn't the Scarecrow have?
A brain.
A brain, that was it, yes. Trying to remember. Do you remember COVID at all?
I do, yeah.
What's your memory of COVID?
I remember it first coming in and everyone talking about it. And I remember actually I was at dance when lockdown got announced and everyone wasn't sure what was going to happen. We thought it was only going to be for a bit. And to be fair, in the Isle of Man, we were quite lucky that we had a more sort of chunky lockdown situation. And I remember as well the schooling system, you obviously all had to change to accommodate that.
Okay. Noah, do you remember COVID at all? What's your memory?
I do, actually. I moved over 2020 to the Isle of Man. I used to live in the south of England. And I remember very distinctly we were packing up to leave. And we were meant to leave, I think, a week later than we planned. My parents were on the radio and they heard that there was lockdown happening. So that night, they sent me and my sister to bed and they packed everything. And we just got on the car and left. And I think, if I remember, we got like the second to last or last boat over before lockdown happened. And I'm very fortunate that happened, because lockdown here was much better than it happened in England. We had so much more freedom. It was nice living here as well.
Do you look back on, do you have any memories of COVID? Are they pleasant or was it restrictive? How did you feel about it?
Most of my memories are quite good of COVID. I didn't feel too restricted. When I first moved here, just as it began, I was in my granddad's flat, but then we eventually got our own house for, I think, like the second part of lockdown. And we did a lot of, like, we lived in Balaf, so we'd walk up and down the railway line. And it was quite sunny as well because it was during the summer.
It was a gorgeous summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was no planes in the sky, so everything was nice and clear. I had a really nice time in lockdown personally.
Daniel, do you remember COVID, much about COVID?
I do very well, and I seem to remember it was actually quite a nice time because obviously the very first lockdown, March 2020, I was still in primary school, and well, I know my school in particular, I don't know about other primary schools, but they didn't really set a great deal of work for us to do from home, so it was just, there was so much freedom, and it was just such a lovely time for me and for my family, you know, because we could spend so much time together and made some pretty nice memories.
Good. Rosie, what do you remember about COVID?
The same as kind of the other people, like, because we were in primary school, we didn't get set that much work. And I remember I just spent most of my time watching horrible history videos. And, you know, just in my room, you know, spending time with my family as well, like having all our family at like the home 24/7, we actually got to spend like really good quality time with each other. And I think that actually also helps like in ways to our relationship now as a family. Like, I think we're all very good in each other's company because we've been through that time of spending with each other.
Do you eat meals together still?
Yeah, we eat meals. I think it's kind of a thing.
You watch television together?
Yes, we literally do everything together. So I think we're a very television-centered household in a healthy way, because it's like we always like, oh, let's watch a family film together. We get the popcorn out, we get the sweets. And I think we just enjoy being in each other's company. And then as for eating food around the dinner table, it's like it's a regular occurrence. It's every single day. It's like I can't think of the last time that we, you know, went to our rooms to eat or just didn't talk or anything. So yeah a lot of big topics and conversations come up at the dinner table as
Okay. Emily, do you watch television in a communal setting at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, most of my like taste in things like music or in TV shows and films come from my parents, because I've grown up, like, especially as the oldest, it would be a case of my siblings would go to bed and then I'd get to stay up and watch the rest of the film with my mum and my dad. So,
what's your favourite TV programme at the moment?
TV programme? I don't know. I like things like The Big Bang Theory or Brooklyn Nine-Nine or How I Met Your Mother. But I think films-wise, I'm very much a Top Gun Maverick person. Yeah.
Do you watch YouTube?
Bits and pieces, yeah. Just mostly comedy stuff, though, like improvised drama and comedy. I really like watching that online. I think that's really cool.
Okay. And do you watch television news at all? Do you get your news through television?
There's a couple social media influencers online who do like summaries of the news that I like to watch, because I don't do very well keeping up with all of it, because I try to stay off of social media a little bit more, just because I find myself very addicted to my phone otherwise. But yeah.
Okay. Noah, do you read a newspaper at all?
Not really, no. I don't keep up with the news like Emily. Usually, though, I don't look at it because I find it quite depressing. A lot of stuff I hear is usually scrolling on Facebook from Manx Radio or 3FM and, like, seeing all that.
Right.
Sorry. Seeing the news through that. I don't look at the newspaper or watch the news on the telly.
Okay. Daniel, do you read any... When was the last time you read the Isle of Man Examiner or the Manx Independent?
I can't remember the last time I've actually read one of those. And I mean, we don't even get courier deliveries. And that's not out of choice. We just don't have a delivery person in Ramsey or in my area
you
of Ramsey.
Don't get
so
the courier.
We've not had the courier at our house for a good couple of years now. And that's quite sad, because if I was bored, I used to go through, read a bit of that.
So do you watch television news at all, or do you get it online?
Well, yeah, I'm an A-level politics student, so our teacher said it's very important to keep up with the news and what's going on in the world. So I like to read news from the BBC, The Guardian, Sky News, sort of keep up with what's going on around the world. And then I also very much keep an eye on what's going on over here, obviously in our politics and whatever else, through our main media outlets.
Well, you'll be able to vote next September.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Do you know who you're going to vote for yet at all? Which constituency are you in?
Well, I'm in Ramsey. I think there's just one constituency in Ramsey.
Yes, there is.
Right.
Two MHKs.
Two MHKs.
Yeah. At the moment, you have Dr. Allenson and Mr. Hooper who are there. So you know who the chief minister is, don't you?
Oh, yes, yeah. Alfred Cannon.
Okay. And if you're doing A-level politics at the moment... can you make sense of world politics at the moment in Europe, in America?
It's a bit of a funny time in world politics, I think, because everyone is like, Trump, 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 look at Trump. He's dominating the news. He's dominating everybody else. Everyone's sort of looking at Trump and thinking, oh, we best not upset Trump. But hopefully, as we get further into his term, everything will settle down and eyes will turn away from Trump and onto maybe some new stories that matter a little bit more.
Well, we're almost at midterm in the American political cycle, so I suppose the Republicans will be looking for the next presidential candidate.
Yeah, and I don't know whether they'll turn to J.D. Vance or if they'll find someone else a bit prominent. Obviously, we've got some characters in the U.S. cabinet like RFK Jr., but I don't think they'd turn to people like him to be the president, maybe.
Okay. Right, we're live at Ramsey Grammar School. Be back in just a few moments' time.
Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
For over a century, the Royal British Legion has supported veterans and their families through financial, physical and mental challenges. Here on Ireland, 8 branches and hundreds of volunteers keep that mission alive. Find out more. Contact Anne on 472 742. Join us in remembrance and support our poppy appeal, helping every generation of our armed forces.
This advert is brought to you by Kell Properties.
Cybersecurity is important for any business, no matter what the size. Protecting both you and your clients' data dramatically reduces the risk of a cyber attack. Luckily, it doesn't have to be expensive. At JTG, we're island-based and tailor our approach to cybersecurity on your needs. Protection can be as little as the cost of a coffee a week. Click jtg.im and get your free business health check today. Keep you and your business safe with cybersecurity from JTG. I
love to drive. Drive smarter. Drive more reliable. Drive a great deal at Man In Motors. With a superb range of cars for every budget, always available. And if we don't have it, we'll source it. Plus, servicing, valeting and prestige detailing too. Man In Motors, Richmond Hill, Douglas. Find us on Facebook or call 420 420. That's 420 420. Drive a better bargain at Man In Motors.
Gifts and toys to pet supplies and bird food, winter garden supplies and much more. Riley's Garden Centre has everything you need for the festive season. So call in at Cool Road, Braddon, or visit rileys.co.im and get set for Christmas at Riley's.
Hello, this is Doug Farragher. In conjunction with Manx Radio, I'd like to invite you to join us and learn something about our native Gaelic tongue, the language of man.
The Manx Gaelic, Ginian Amera, the mother tongue of Alian Vanin, the Isle of Man. You can catch up with more of Manx Radio's Manx language programmes in the weekly podcast, Abershen Rish. Say that again.
Abershen Rish.
Shene, that's the one.
This is the Man in Line on location.
It's 17 minutes now before one this Thursday, the day after Bonfire Night. Fella, did you go to any fireworks last night, Fella, at all?
Yeah, I did actually. I went to Peel Fireworks and I went with Jemima, Rosie, Kieran and Katie.
Any good, was it?
Yeah, it was my first time going there because I've often been between Ramsey and the Dune Fireworks.
Right.
So it was my first time and it was really nice.
Was there a bonfire there?
Yeah, there was. There was a bonfire on the beach. Unfortunately, it died down a little bit by the time like we got around it.
Because the Ramsey fireworks were supposed to be last Saturday, weren't they? But I think they were put off because of the weather.
Yeah, I believe so. I was actually off island, so I didn't have the opportunity to go.
Well, you'll see them because I think is it this week? I think they're on. Anyway, you do foreign languages, don't you?
Yeah, I study Spanish.
Okay. What's the provision like? Do you do that here at RGS?
Yeah, so I do it in Ramsey Grammar School. We've got two Spanish teachers, and they teach half and half lessons.
Why do you think Spanish is important to learn?
Well, I think Spanish and languages in general are very important to learn because it's just a great way to communicate with people. And for me, I wish I was bilingual because my dad's from Kenya, and so I can't communicate with my family in that way. But, you know, there's important pointers like, you know, body language and everything. But I just think it's really fun to experience different cultures, and speaking language is a great way to kind of like expand your knowledge on in that culture. So, like, for example, in Spanish, we learn a lot about Spanish history and like the Franco dictatorship and stuff like that. So I just think it's really interesting. And it's also just cool to be able to speak another language.
Would it surprise you if I told you that fewer and fewer, there's a smaller proportion of years 12 and 13 who are taking foreign languages?
I feel like it's surprising on one hand, because I think we, nowadays with social media, we have so much, like we could see so much of the world that there's so many different like countries and stuff that you might take people's interest, and they'd be like, oh, I fancy learning a language from that country. Obviously, I know it's not as simple as that, but I also, it doesn't surprise me on the other hand, because we, again, because we have so much like visibility from around the world, it's kind of like, oh, I know this already, I don't really need to bother to go deeper like into it. And also because a lot of countries, they speak English anyway.
And so that's the key, isn't it? They talk about English being a viral language,
yeah,
and that everybody around the world wants to speak, purely because of America, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, Spanish will open the whole of America to you.
Yeah, so that's partly why I chose it, because I enjoyed it anyway, but I also know that it ranks quite highly with how like widely it's spoken, and there's loads of people from different countries that do speak Spanish. So I just think, as I said before, I just think it's a really cool thing to do.
And Emily speaks Mandarin. Is that true, Emily?
Well, I wouldn't say that I speak Mandarin, but Kieran and I last year, as part of our enrichment with our A-levels, did a like short Mandarin course. So, and even parts of that, just like I'd say that the most difficult part was learning how their grammar is slightly different, because you have each one of the characters, but then each one of the characters could have a different tone on it, and then you say it differently, it has a completely different meaning. So I thought learning about that was quite interesting.
How many characters are there in the Mandarin language?
Oh. So many.
Daniel?
So many. That's Kieran.
Kieran, sorry. How many are there?
I have no idea. There's five tones, though.
Five tones? Five tones.
Yeah. I was learning Mandarin a bit before that as well. I picked it because I kind of knew the basics already, because I was on Duolingo doing it. And also, like, half of my family speaks Mandarin, so I kind of wanted to be able to learn that. However, ever since the Mandarin course ended, I haven't been keeping up with my language at all. I haven't been learning or engaging with it at all. So,
I mean, do you find it surprising that, I mean, China is one of the most important countries in the world,
yeah,
and much of the Western world doesn't understand the language?
Yeah, I think it's more just like the people. It's like people feel like they don't need to learn it, because there are certain people who will, their job will be to do the translating, but then the other people feel like they don't need to learn because someone's already taken that role up. And I feel it is quite weird, because as you said, China's role in the world currently is really big, and it has like a really big impact, really big influence on politics and the economy and all that stuff. So I think it is quite strange that it's not that widely spoken in the West.
Mm. Jemima, which foreign language did you want to do but couldn't? What was it?
French.
What happened?
So I really wanted to do French A-level. I did it at GCSE and I really, really enjoyed it. But I was told that, unfortunately, it wasn't offered at Ramsey, QE2 or Castle Russian, and it was only available at Balakamine. But I was told I'd have to go and move schools to Balakamine to be able to do it.
And this is purely because there aren't enough teachers or resources? Or
yeah,
well,
it's a mix of teachers, but also I know that we have a great language department here, and you know, the French teachers would have loved to be able to teach it, but as you said, it's also just an issue with numbers. Originally it was proposed that maybe me and one of the girl from QE2 who wanted to do it could do it with the year 13s, but then that idea unfortunately got scrapped.
Why did you want to do French?
I really, really love the language. I have some family in France as well, well, in Belgium, but they speak French, and I think it's a beautiful language, but also it's just knowing other languages, it's such an incredible thing, you know, to be able to communicate with other people and also understand their kind of culture in that way.
With languages also comes religion. I just want to go to Rosie now. Have you done much religious education in your secondary education?
Yeah, so we've done RMPS, which is Religious, Moral,
philosophical studies. And we've done that from year 7 all the way up to year 11. So even if you don't pick it for your GCSE, it's still mandatory to do for those 2 years when you're doing your GCSEs. So I feel like we've touched on a variety of stuff. Like, obviously, we touched on different religions, but obviously, comes like the things that come in with that is like stuff like racism, which is like on the whole moral side of stuff, and like philosophical debates. So I think we've done a decent amount, and I think it's good that they've made it compulsory as well for those last years.
Does religion mean much to you as a person?
I think religion is such a big thing. Like, there's loads of, obviously, there's loads of wars going on, like, down to religion. Yeah. And I do believe it plays a crucial role in the world today.
Okay. Yeah. Daniel, what do you feel about religion nowadays?
Well, I think religion is still very relevant. Obviously, if you go back into the last, I don't know, millennium and look how in feudal systems like in, I don't know, France and even here in Britain, religion was a huge, huge thing. Obviously, Christianity in Europe and Islam and other places. And obviously, now we've got this diversity all across the world. So religion and understanding other people's religions is really, really important. So that's why I'm very much in favour of religion in schools. I think it's very important, and it makes you a better person, ultimately, for understanding those things
what,
properly.
Your thoughts, Noah, on this?
I think as long as, like, you're not hurting anyone and your views aren't, if you're not going to, like, be mean or rude or just, I guess, phobic, like, towards a certain race or religion, I think as whatever you believe is fine as long as you're...
It's just that, I mean, in things like the Church of England, many, many more people used to go to church than go to church now. So do you think we're becoming a more secular society than we used to be? Do fewer people go to church?
I think, yeah, possibly. I don't really know what else to say, to be honest.
Emily, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that, like Daniel and Verusi have sort of touched on, having it in schools is very important because it teaches you to understand different people's cultures. And I also think that religion is a really beautiful thing because having a belief system that you could turn to in times of, like, difficulty could be, like, really helpful for some people. And personally, I'm very much a science person. I've always been very into my science, so it's not exactly part of my belief system. But I think that it can set a really nice groundwork for morals and things sometimes.
Just going back to the bullying thing you were talking about earlier, what would you say to people who don't quite understand that bullying can happen at 2 o'clock in the morning on a phone?
Well, you even see it with, like, adults now, like, over access to be able to speak to people, like, things like harassment in general. You can see it in courts right now as well. It's everywhere, and the fact that there could be a child in year 7 who's being bullied by other people, has names that they get called at school, and then they used to be able to sit at home and ignore that, but suddenly they're on their phone playing a game and they've got a million different messages calling them names, telling them they're useless, and they're internalising those feelings and they can't escape it.
What's the policy for smartphones at Ramsey Grammar School?
So essentially, you're not allowed them. They're supposed to be in your bag and turned off. Unless you're in sixth form, we can use them in the sixth form areas for studying purposes, but Mr. Curran has made it very, like, strict. They are simply for study purposes, nothing other than that.
Okay. Again, yours is the generation that will have grown up with smartphones, so you'll have them for the rest of your life. Do you think we've accepted what smartphones can and can't do? Because obviously they can be a force for bad, really, can't they?
Yeah, well, I got my first phone, I think I got when I was probably about 12, but there are people in my primary school classes who had them from when they were 7 years old. And I was jealous of this, obviously, because everybody's playing games on their phone and I can't join in. But I feel quite, like, grateful for my parents not exposing me to that when I was younger because of how many problems I've seen it cause with people.
Katie, at what point do you think children should have a smartphone? At what age do you think?
Well, I'm not too sure. I would say when I have kids, I wouldn't give them a smartphone or an iPad or anything until maybe about 12, 13, until they absolutely need it. And, like, you know, I didn't get a phone until I was about 11. And I would say the main use of a phone should be just to contact. So when if I ever have kids, I would only let them have them for contact means. I wouldn't let them have social media until a later age, because I think our generation, I wouldn't say it's our parents' fault, but no one knew what social media was, and it was a very late thing to discover. And I don't think anyone knew the dangers of it. So I think our generation kind of got the... I mean, wrong end of the stick, I guess. We kind of saw what could happen when social media goes wrong. And so I think I would use that as a reason to not give my kids it immediately. Like, I'd want to pepper it in, kind of, so...
Interesting. We've been live at Ramsey Grammar School today. I just want to pop round to a last word to... I think it's Daniel. Daniel here. Daniel, who's going to be on... the stage at the Royal Albert Hall on Monday, is that right?
Yes, that's Monday night.
Okay. Who are the other members of the band?
So we've got two more members here at Ramsey Grammar School. There's a girl in the year below and a girl in year nine. And we have two boys from QE2 and a girl from King Williams.
Okay. And is it a competition you're in, or is it just a concert?
It's not really, no, it's not a competition. I wouldn't say any of it's really been a competition. It's more been like a big showcasing opportunity, when this is like the final bit. This is just like a big concert, so everyone can sort of see this variety of music from all across the UK.
Are you going to vote in the election next year, Daniel?
Yes, I am. I think I registered to vote when they came into school and said, you need to register to vote. So I did that the very same day, and I think... I'm going to be down there at the polling station in our election next year.
Good. All right. Thanks for being with us today. And thanks to Katie and Kieran and Ivella. Thanks to Emily and Noah. Thanks to Rosie. And thanks to Jemima. Thanks to Andrew producing today. And also to Lauren. Thanks to Howie on the phones. And we've been live today at Ramsey Grammar School. WINT.